Kerwin made his first vinyl record. It didn't lead to fame or fortune, but it did spark a tiny art collective.
I was sitting in my sister's room, and she has a wall that's painted with this blue chalk paint. And we were writing names for a little record label. I think I said something like, I want the name to imply something that's both secret and awesome.
So that's what he called it. Secret Awesome. Who's that coming on the river? Zach makes all kinds of art. Music, comics, movies, puppets. So he decided to expand Secret Awesome into something broader than a record label. Now it's a loose collective of artists he pulls into his orbit. Zach isn't sure how many artists are in Secret Awesome. 10, 20, 30. It depends on the day. Their first project as a group was an apocalypse-themed calendar that Zach got local artists to design pages for.
The Secret Awesome motto is fear no weirdness.
Secret Awesome has made albums, low-budget videos, comics, and skateboards.
Where do you want it?
Down on the bottom.
Zach's in his backyard with his friends Liz Talley and John Denmat. Secret Awesome started designing and silkscreening skateboards about a year ago.
We are spray painting the Secret Awesome logo on top of one of my Secret Awesome skateboards.
That's John.
The skateboard is a Carl Sagan skateboard that I drew with Carl Sagan with a third eye on his head.
I hope that putting this stuff out here like brings other weirdos out of the woodwork. Because I remember when I first moved here, I thought that I was totally alone.
I think we're always like just pushing and expanding our own boundaries as a group. So I explore new types of artwork I never would have probably done if I was just doing it in a vacuum.
Ta-da.
That looks good.
The awesomest thing about Secret Awesome is that you can tell they're having tons of fun. Zach's house is teeming with weird props from their videos and concerts. A green cardboard monster, a half dozen surly puppets, a Minotaur costume. That's a man with the head of a bull.
Alan fought the Minotaur and pulled his heart out.
What was the heart made out of?
It was a sweet potato and some fake blood.
Zach Kerwin is a native of Falmouth. He left for a few years, first to go to art school in Rhode Island, and then to live in New York. When he was in his mid-20s, his father, Peter, was diagnosed with cancer, and Zach moved home. He's remained in his childhood home since his father passed away 3 years ago. But Zach is planning on moving out this fall, and he's not sure he'll stay on the Cape.
The main reason that I would stay is for the people that I know here. Unfortunately, a lot of them are leaving, but there's also a lot that are still here. All these people that I want to collaborate with.
Why would you decide to leave if that's what you decide?
I think leaving would be more to find places to share my work. I'm always making the work, but then there's always feels like there's this kind of dearth of places to share with the world.
Secret Awesome has helped offbeat artists find each other, but their audience is still tiny. And as young artists head to places with better prospects, the pool of potential collaborators shrinks.
A lot of the Secret Awesome core group are going to be moving. There's not a lot of jobs for young people, and it's expensive to live here.
Are you the only one? Are you the only one? How many are there of you?
This spring, Secret Awesome is making a movie about a group of skateboarders who fight off an alien invasion called Attack of the Brainoids. It may prove to be the conclusion of Secret Awesome, or the beginning of something bigger. But either way, like young artists across the Cape, Zach has to decide whether to stay or go. For WCAI's Creative Life, I'm Dylan Piers McCoy in Falmouth.
Teenage wasteland living for the scraps left on the killing floor. Emotion is the strangest of all truth. I'll leave it all for the kids to keep the record straight. And I'll focus all my blinded rage on the lion, the guard, and the gate. How long